When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm Carolina, and I'm so excited you're listening today. And I'm so excited because I have an amazing guest, Anna Wolferman, on the podcast today. So welcome.
Hey, Carolina.
First of all, I have to say, you being able to get your intro in one take like that is so admirable. Yeah. I really struggle with intros, so she's a natural. One take.
One take wonder.
One take wonder.
Anyway, hey, guys.
We're here. We're live. Can you quickly introduce yourself for anyone listening? Who might not follow you?
Okay, yeah. My name is Anna Wolferman. I am 22 years old. I live in New York now. I'm a Hispanic American, was born in Venezuela. I went to school at Notre Dame. I graduated in May. I'm an actress and a host and a content creator and a soon-to-be corporate baddie.
Oh, yes.
That's a little bit about me.
Amazing. Well, I'm so excited you're here today. And if you know it, can you share your sun, moon, and rising?
So I didn't know this until literally 2 weeks ago when I was at dinner with my friends and they forced me to download CoStar. My whole life, I have lived thinking that I was a Pisces. And then I downloaded CoStar and they said I was an Aries.
Oh my gosh.
And my friends are like, nope, if CoStar says Aries, you're an Aries.
But then, I can see you being an Aries.
Okay, well, my friends were like, you're so much more Aries than you are Pisces. But then, I don't know. Okay, so I'm an Aries.
Sun.
Sun. A moon.
Aquarius.
Aquarius. Yes. And a rising Gemini. Couldn't tell you what any of that means.
Okay, wait, let me see. Yeah, basically, I'm like a closeted astrologer. Like, okay. I know how to read charts completely. Like, I fully offer birth charts.
How'd you learn
but
this?
I don't talk about it that much. Okay. I did, like, a chart reading course. And also just have studied astrology for like many years now.
She's a woman of, you have like credentials. Yeah, you've got like knowledge up your sleeve. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
But you did a course on astrology?
Like, yeah, I did.
That's so cool.
I've also read so many books and like self-taught a lot. But okay, anyway, so I actually am like similar because I was born in the first few days of Taurus, but I was almost an Aries. And I have like some Aries qualities in like other parts of my chart, but I'm very familiar with Aries energy. And so like Aries, since this is like new to you, since you're recently discovered that you're an Aries.
Yeah, Aries is like my whole life I was a Pisces until 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God. So this is new.
Like what is an Aries?
Okay. So Aries is like fire sign. It's the first sign of the zodiac. Ooh. It's like the first to go, which we were talking about this before that like we kind of want to dive into that today. But it's like, how do you just keep going? How do you take action? How do you just do it? How do you just go for it? And that's like Aries to a T is like, how do you just like do, even if you don't know yet, even if no one else has done it? Like, how
that's
do you just go for
literally
it?
Literally what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Like she asked me, what would you like to talk about in this episode? And I said,
exactly. So that's
I'm just
your
such an Aries. Mm-hmm. I'm just a fiery girl.
But then also also Gemini, though, I feel like makes so much sense to me. Gemini and Aquarius, because both of them are about communication and kind of social media. But like Gemini is more towards the side of like, how do you express yourself? How do you talk? How do you learn? How do you like stay curious? And like, how do you navigate your like curiosity and like meet different people and pick their brains? And like that's super Gemini. And then Aquarius is more like, how do you bring people together? Like, how do you like rally people for a cause? Like, how do you have a broader mission?
Oh my God.
So how do you connect with that?
Like you just described me perfectly.
Really?
Yes. Like yes. Like I'm so shocked. Like this makes me really want to get into astrology. Like it.
Okay. That's the
way that you can like describe me without knowing me.
Obviously you still have your Mercury, your Venus, your Mars, like all the other planets.
Wow.
So
this is amazing. Well, I'm very passionate about getting things done and I'm very passionate about everything having a larger meaning or larger why. But I'm feeling a little bit discouraged by social media. It's not a new thing. Like I just posted about it recently. I've been feeling this way for a while. I just like explained it on social media. But it's again, like the why. It's like, why am I putting all of my time into documenting my life?
How do you find that why again?
Exactly. Because there's a lot of value in this, and this is really cool, and this is really great. I just need to get back to the why. Like, I need to, like, keep growing, keep educating myself more so that then I can bring that value back to the community that I have.
Exactly. Because, like, you are so good at social media, I genuinely feel, like, showing up with so much light. And the reason I have always felt super connected to your content, I was telling you this before we started recording, is just, like, your ability to, like, bring light to life and just, like, make people smile and, like, connect with people and just, like, your
Why
laugh
am I about to cry?
Literally,
so,
like,
dramatic, sorry.
Yeah, but I really do feel that. It's, like, your laugh is just your energy. And, yeah, how do you feel like that has been a part of your life? Like, how have you gotten to this place where you're able to connect with that side of you? Because I think there's a lot of people that don't feel this way or, like, have a hard time connecting with their light. So how did you find that within yourself? Or, like,
that's a cool question. I feel like that's been a way that people have described me and identified me my whole life. Mm-hmm. Like, since I was in preschool, the stories that my parents would hear from the teachers would be that I would get put in timeout in the corner, and I would sit in timeout, and then, like, all the kids would sit around me in timeout because I would, like, put on a show. And then the teacher would be like, "What are you doing? You're in timeout." And I'd be like, "I'm not speaking." Like, I would, like, sit there and, like, put on a show. And, like, like, I would just have fun and have a good time despite whatever situation I was in from a very, very little age. I don't think it was this big arc that I had to reach, and for that I'm very thankful. But where I guess it stems from mentally, just things are not worth dwelling on. And I feel like I feel this way because from a very young age I would feel things very deeply. I said about this the other day, I'm a stoic. I am, like, 1,000% a stoic.
But, like, stoicism is so much about rational approach, not about feeling.
I'm a stoic because of how deep I used to feel growing up and how much things would hurt and how my lows would feel. And I, as soon as I gained consciousness, which was very young, the last thing I'll ever do is have a sob story. Like, I think that I am extremely blessed and extremely privileged, and I have so much to be thankful for, and that's what I will always focus on, like, gratitude beyond everything else. But, like, realistically, I feel like at a young age I just experienced a lot of, like, things being sad. You know, maybe I felt them. I have a twin brother. We have the same upbringing, and I feel like he was not as sad of a child as I was, you know? But basically, things would make me really sad, and emotions can be like a pendulum. And I always just was always just picking myself up. So, like, I can get really sad, and I can feel discouraged, and I can be in my feels. But the minute that I have a little reason to not feel that way, I just choose to focus on all the good vibes and all the positive energy. Like, my whole thing for forever was creating happiness. And I would make so many podcast episodes explaining how you can't wait for your circumstances to change. You just have to create things to be happy about.
You have to create your own happiness. Yeah. There are so many things that are outside of our control. And I recently have gotten into stoicism. And I
Stoicism, by the way, like, I don't know if we didn't get into it, is kind of the idea that you can't control anything that happens outside of you. Like, you can only control how you react to things.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was gonna say, is like, stoicism is a philosophy. I have never really been into philosophy that much, but I recently discovered stoicism more because one of my friends got really into it. She was like, "Oh, watch this video about stoicism on YouTube." So I watched that, and then I started kind of, like, connecting more with some stoic principles, and then I started doing some, like, stoic journal prompts, and then I bought this book called The Daily Stoic that has, like, little passages. So I'm really dipping my toes in it because I'm someone who feels so much, and I a lot of the times can be very impulsive, and I can feel things very strongly and then act from impulse. And stoicism, as you said, is a lot about controlling what you have under your control and letting go of the rest. And also, like, challenging and questioning your impulses and your emotions and acting out of emotion, because a lot of the times you might look back and be like, "Whoa, I totally acted out of that emotion, and, like, I kind of regret that." And how do you activate your rationality and your mind a little bit more in your choices?
Welcome to the club.
That's a little, like, overall summary of stoicism.
I never learned about stoicism. I just was that way. And then I read about it and I was like, "Oh, that's me."
Yeah, that's really interesting to me. So right now, how do you feel like that plays a role in your life?
Everything has pros and cons. I was actually, like, before I get into that, I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and, like, preach the right way to things. I was listening to a podcast the other day. It was called, like, "Are Emotions a Waste of Time?" Because, like, a true stoic would argue that you can rationalize your way out of anything, and that if you're giving too much power to your emotions, then you're just wasting your time. But the whole entire podcast was like the argument that emotions are the most important thing, and it's what makes the world go round, you know? Emotions, without emotions, there would be no values, there would be no morals, there would be nothing to
things
drive
would be
you.
Like gray, like there would not be that too.
You need emotions, so let's wind it down for a sec. But outside of you feel what you feel, basically you are in control of how you react and how you allow things, the weight that you give to things. That's all it is. And it doesn't mean that if your mom stops speaking to you tomorrow, you're going to be like, well, you know what? I'm choosing to not let that affect me.
Because I can't control it or whatever.
Like, I can't control her decision, so I'm not going to focus on that. I'm not going to do it. Like, that would be insane, you know? Like, I think I resonate with stoicism more when it comes to deciding what I'm going to choose to give power to in my life so that I can live a better life. That's it. It's just making those decisions for yourself.
You have to have a balance of both, because there's a lot of value to like following your intuition and to listening to your inner voice. And sometimes your intuition makes zero sense. Like, sometimes your intuition is not very rational. So there is a balance. It's like, how much do you listen to your inner world and that knowing that like brings you peace almost? And how do you balance that with like how much you feel and also like how much you let go?
So are you saying that you're good at following your intuition?
Yes.
Really?
I feel like I'm very good at following my intuition and knowing from inside like what I need to do or how I feel. But sometimes I struggle with the opposite. Like, sometimes I do struggle with being super rational or like not taking something personally. Like, I have to zoom out, and that's something I'm always like learning.
That's huge. I think if I was more confident in my intuition, I would have less anxiety. I'm always doubting. That's like always been my like issue.
Doubting what?
What I think, what I feel, where I should be, where I should go. I make a lot of decisions. And once I make a decision, I run with it. I'm a doer. And I make decisions and I'm like, thank God I did that. That was the best decision of my life. Or sometimes I do something and I regret it. But then I'm like, no, no regrets, because that's going to lead me somewhere. Blah, blah, blah. You know, like I rationalize a lot. I think a lot. I drive myself insane in my head. I don't trust my intuition. I don't think I've ever done anything out of my intuition. I've always done what's safe and what will put me in the best possible position, which again is a little
very
stoic
rational
of me.
And I feel like for me, the more that I have connected with my intuition and gotten outside of my comfort zone, like a lot of growth can come from that too. So it's like a balance of both. But I also think that a lot of anxiety comes from trying to control, right? Like the anxiety a lot of the times comes from like overthinking and maybe trying to control how someone will perceive us. How do you realize that, yes, like you can make all these choices, but there's still so much about the future that you can't control and you can't like predict.
I was talking to one of my friends recently about my anxiety about the future. Like, I feel like I'm always trying to position myself for the future, and then my friends my age are like, you are 22, live in the moment, you have the rest of your life to figure out your future, enjoy where you are now. And I'm like, ah, but like, yeah, I just, and again, that maybe is my trauma from like from a young age. I had to rely on myself, so I've always thought that way, but I need to at one point learn to take a step back. Anyway, basically, I was telling my friend about that, and the quote she said is, it wasn't a quote, but she said that she lives by this, is that life is going to happen no matter what. Life's going to happen. Time's going to pass. You're going to get a job. You're not going to get a job. Like, life is going to happen. Like, it's just going to happen. You might as well let it happen with a smile on your face and with a good attitude and, like, relax. I feel like most of us who have access to technology and we're listening to a podcast about growth, like, I would say most of us who are here have a lot of privilege. Like, people who don't have, I mean, I could be so wrong. Maybe you're in, maybe you're listening to this podcast and you are down in the gutters, and hang in there. Like, it'll get better. But I feel like most of us will be okay. And yes, I think realizing that, like, it's never gonna be as bad as you think it will be.
Things will fall into place. And I think this is something I have been doing a lot of inner growth myself on too. It's like, how do you let go of control a little bit? It's funny because I was not expecting the podcast to go in this direction in a way where it's like we're starting to talk about stoicism and all these different things. But ultimately, the overarching theme that we're touching on is control and surrender. And like, how do you navigate both? Because yes, there's like, for example, in what you just said, so many people out in the world that like are really struggling and maybe don't have the privileges that we have. And it's something that maybe we cannot change. We cannot directly control that. even if we try. But there are little things that we can do, whether that's spreading a little bit light on social media or like making someone's day brighter or just being kind to a stranger. Those things can go a really long way. Yeah. And then also, I feel like the theme of surrender has been really coming up for me because I've struggled a lot with control as well. And with anxiety, I've realized I'm a very anxious person, especially in the last year. And I have just had to learn about how to deal with my anxiety. Like some days I wake up and I'm like feeling physically super anxious and I don't know why. Like I have no reason to be feeling that way.
When you're self-employed, that comes with a lot of anxiety.
Exactly.
That'll make you an anxious person for sure.
But my theme recently, which has helped me a lot, is surrender. Is how can I just be a little bit lighter? How can I just let it go a little bit? How can I just stay focused on my why and trust that the how is going to flow? How can I let go of that pressure of having to know every single little detail and the peace that that can give you?
See, I try to do that. And then when I do that, suddenly I'm not being productive anymore. And then I'll like surrender for a little bit. And then I'll go back to feeling more anxious because now I'm behind. Sometimes that little break refuels me. But I have a hard time with surrender, basically. I feel like I don't surrender enough and I don't control enough. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just here.
Just living life.
Just like trying to figure things out one day at a time. But I have a question for you before I forget. How do you tap into your intuition? How does that work?
In one way, it's like if you don't create a safe space within yourself or in your physical environment to actually slow down, your intuition won't be heard. Because when we're rushing around life and moving really fast, it's really hard to listen to your intuition because it's not loud. Like anxiety is very loud and it's very stressful in your body, and like the way it feels is like, if I don't do this, something bad's gonna happen. Your intuition never sounds like that. It's always just kind of like a nudge and like a feeling, like that's very faint. And if you don't listen to it, it's kind of just gonna be like, okay, fine. And your intuition could be as simple as like you're about to walk out of the house and you're like, maybe I should bring an umbrella today, and you don't know why you had that thought. Listen to that thought and grab your umbrella because maybe that day is gonna rain. That has happened to me so many times. It's like, maybe I should grab my jacket. No, I'm fine. And then I end up being super cold that night. So I've just had to like start with those small little things, and then over time it'll get louder and like the bigger things, like what career move should you do, or like should you move to X place. And
okay,
that's like what I mean. It's like you have to kind of slow down for it to be heard. Okay, also.
Okay. So I'm definitely not giving my intuition enough credit here. I feel like we have a good relationship. I feel like we vibe, me and my intuition.
Yeah,
I listen to her.
So. I feel like put like that, it sounds less intimidating. Yeah. Right? It's just that inner knowing, balancing that intuition, balancing that like rational thinking with the anxiety too, is just realizing like there is enough time. Like there is enough time to do all the things that you want, and you don't have to do them all right now. Because I feel that so much, and I feel like my anxiety comes a lot from that. It's just like, I need to figure everything out right now and I just need to check it off. And then just say I did it. And there's a lot of things that are always going to be works in progress. Like you're always going to have a to-do list every week. Like you're always going to have something to work on. There's going to be things that you constantly have to do.
My to-do list are the bane of my existence. Like I live off of a to-do list.
Like me too. But at the same time, it's like you're always going to have to-do list. Like you have a to-do list every single day. So like it's fine if something moves from today to tomorrow. Like you're always going to be doing something. So just giving myself the peace to accept that I have enough time to do all the things I want in this lifetime, and like I don't have to achieve every single thing this year or in this phase of my life.
This is a free therapy session.
We love to hear it. Okay, so what do you think right now for you is the biggest source of your inner growth?
Oh, okay. She warned me this question would come. I told her I had no clue, but that
it was
when she
flow.
Asked me in the moment, I would have an answer.
It would intuitively come to you.
So in this moment of my life, how am I growing internally in this moment?
In your relationship to yourself or in your mindset?
Okay, so I am definitely somebody who focuses on growth a lot. Like that's like my little inner monologue all the time. It's like never stay in the same place for too long. Sometimes I'm like, am I really this way, or have I just been conditioned this way? And I think I never really had something steady enough for a long time growing up, so I was always doing something new. And so I've kind of,
you become addicted to change,
become
maybe
this way. And then it's like, okay, things are steady, things are easy right now, something's gonna change soon, so I have to change first before that changes. Trauma.
When you move countries, like we both moved from Latin America to the US. There's so many different things in life that like kind of condition you to become almost like expecting of that change.
When I was 7, moved to the US, then I went to an elementary school, 2nd through 5th grade, then a middle school, 6th through 8th, and then high school, but different schools with different people.
That was
and
the
then
exact same thing
and then
me.
I moved to college in Indiana, and that was a whole other life with people that I didn't know from school. And then also every year growing up, I worked on a different soap opera. So I was always on a different set with different people.
Like growing up through high school.
Yeah. And middle school. Like I've just always been doing something new with somebody new, somewhere new my whole life. So I'm still on that wave. And I think that to me, it's important to keep challenging myself, keep doing something different. I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but I guess it relates. I went through probably like the lowest emotional, mental state that I've ever been through, like the summer before I moved to New York. It was the worst my mental health has been. And before that, I would say the worst my mental health has been was my senior year fall. So my senior year fall, but then I was fine.
Then post-senior year summer.
Yeah. And I think that they were both categorized by periods of change in my life and uncertainty. And I would just really doubt everything about who I was and what I wanted and what was important to me and how I was living my life. And I think finally I'm in a place where I'm doing what I want to do, I'm where I want to be, and I'm using my time in a way that I want to use it. The long story short, I do full-time social media, but I just decided I want to get another job on the side. And it's, for a long time, it felt like this crazy decision, like you shouldn't do that because you are in a position that everybody wishes that they could get to. Like, why would you go backwards? You know, like you never want to go backwards, and it kind of felt like going backwards, but it's not. I don't think that taking time to grow and learn and seek new experiences will ever be going backwards. So I guess my inner growth is focused right now on learning from others, taking more time to listen than to speak, even though it doesn't seem like it on this podcast, but I'm getting interviewed, okay? And then finally, where I am now based on this that I've been trying to implement is a little bit of learning to say no and taking more time to focus on the things that I think are going to help me grow and the direction that I want to take. Basically, be more intentional about my directions. For a long time, I was feeling super lost. I had no clue what I wanted to do. This is the backstory to me being super down bad this summer. I just felt completely lost. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. I was saying yes to everything, as many new and possible experiences. And right now, I'm finally in a place where I'm listening to my intuition a little bit more. When I heard you describe it, I was like, wait, I'm kind of doing that right now. And I'm trying to take a step back from things. Let go of anxiety.
And the more that you listen to your intuition, the less anxiety you have. Because the more you know you are living in alignment with where you want to go.
Yeah. I think I'm a very fun, happy, giddy person. But I want to become one of those people that every time that you speak to me, you're like, whoa, how can somebody be so secure? Like, how is she so chill and confident in her situation and what's next? Like, in theory, I'm confident. I know the principles. I preach them. But I feel like in my day-to-day life, I'm an anxious wreck. And since I became an anxious wreck, I continue to say that I'm an anxious wreck and identify with the fact that I'm an anxious wreck. And I want to stop that. And I want to let go of that and just become someone who's like, not like a fake, giddy, fun zen, but just genuinely at peace. That's the goal. One of the reasons I get so anxious is because I know that there is a certain way to live. I know that there's a goal. There's like, you can live a life of peace. You can live a life where you have a good relationship with food. You can live a life where you like, where you, there's all these boxes of idealism that you check. And then I feel like I'm constantly on like this uphill battle to reach all of these and check all these boxes. And I,
but then you get there and you realize it wasn't about the box. It was about the way of getting there.
Yeah. So then that's why you just have to embrace the journey to the peace.
Yeah, and embrace it. Like, yeah, it's not necessarily easy. It doesn't have to be easy. Like, life is not meant to be easy. That's why we grow. We don't grow from like when things are easy peasy. We grow from challenges and from hardships. Like, embracing that the journey isn't easy, but like what it comes down to isn't the result. It's actually just like how you are changing in the process. Yeah. Like the journey of growth.
One of the things about me is that I will always be grateful for anything bad that happens. Like, anytime anything bad happens, it sucks, but I know that I'm going to be so much better for it.
You're trusting that, like, that challenge is happening for a reason and, like, you're being redirected. That recently happened with your apartment, for example, right?
Oh, yeah. But my new place is so much better. Lucky girl syndrome is the vibe for 2024, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, like, it is all the vibe. Like,
yeah, so how do you activate lucky girl syndrome?
So, basically, this year, I decided that I wanted to be a lucky girl. Again, I feel like a lot of my life, I've always been on this grind. I've always been trying to get things done because I feel that I have to, because I feel like I need to provide for myself. Like, literally, like, financially. Like, I've just relied on myself from a young age, where there's kind of a scarcity mindset a little bit, or like you just are insecure about what's next. Like, I feel like I was made too aware of my family's financial situation at a young age, which is fine.
But it has definitely impacted you as you are today.
Negatively, yes. Because I feel like I have a relationship with kind of never knowing what's next, rooted in anxiety. And that is not what a lucky girl would think. I moved in with my roommate, who is the chillest girl in the world. She went to a southern school, was in a sorority. She's from New Jersey. She's always just vibing. And she's so relaxed. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I want to live like that way. And like, yeah, obviously she has things that she's stressed about. But all in all, I think she's just a chill person. And I was like, I want to be chill. I want to chill out this year and I want to have fun. So that means believing that I'm lucky, believing that things just come to me. And for a long time, I associated that feeling with imposter syndrome. I feel like for a lot of my life, things have just come to me. Like I have kind of had this mentality of, oh, well, this just happened and this just came my way. And I kind of, I ended up in a situation, a good situation, without realizing. Like, I think especially because of the fact that I grew up as an actress and then I made it on TikTok. Like, a lot of that is luck, you know? But I saw that negatively. I was like, oh, I don't deserve this. So then this year, my goal was to embody somebody who feels chill and excited for where I'm at and confident that everything is going to work out for myself. And so I made 5 little rules. Number one, for being a lucky girl in 2024, because that's the vibe. It's be thankful for where you have been to get to where you want to go, and be thankful for who you are to become who you want to be.
So basically just like realizing that you would not be where you are today had it not been for the challenges and for everything that has happened in the past, good and bad. And so by appreciating that, you create an abundance mindset inside of you. And then you're like, okay, I'm lucky no matter what, because I already got here because of all these things.
I love this. Exactly what she said. And she said it much better than I would have. I would have rambled. Number two is that everything good or bad happens for you, not to you.
If your attitude is that everything is happening for you, you can trust that even if things are outside of your control, maybe you don't have to control them, because ultimately they are going to help you grow in some way.
Exactly. Number three, I love this. Life is always working in your favor. That's a big one. Like, if you believe that everything is working in your favor, nothing can get to you.
And I feel like that ties really well with point number two.
Yeah. Number four is speak less about the past and think less about the future. Stop dwelling on things.
Stop dwelling on things, and also instead just focus on the now.
The now.
How you're showing up now, the things you're calling in, the energy that you're on, the frequency that you're on.
Exactly. And number five is focus on your goals with the confidence and with the knowledge that you are capable of accomplishing what you want to accomplish. Because I feel like a lot of us have goals and we have growth that we want to achieve. Like, you know, you ask me, what's my inner growth right now? A lot of the time, like, we're focused on that. But a lot of the time, people don't go about it with confidence and with the knowledge that they are actually capable of getting there. You know?
So it's like facing that imposter syndrome and being like, I am enough. Like, I have it in me to do this. And the more that you trust that, the more you can activate good energy in you, which I think attracts better things to you.
Lucky girl syndrome is all about your attitude. And when I think of attitude, I think about the way that you approach things and the way that you react to things.
Yeah.
That's what attitude is. How are you going into a situation and how are you responding to a situation?
Exactly. Okay, I love this. Let's do some rapid fire.
Let's do it.
Okay. First question is, what makes you feel like your best self?
Obviously, I feel very accomplished whenever I reach a goal or whenever I do something that's good for my body or whenever I excel academically or I'm praised by others. All of that makes you feel good, but I feel like I am being the best self that I could be whenever I'm able to have an interaction with somebody in which I can see them light up and have a smile on their face and put their shoulders back and laugh a little bit as a result of something that I was able to do for them.
Yeah.
Like, in any situation, and especially when it comes to strangers, obviously with your friends, like, giving them advice, you're like, you feel good. And I mean, I love giving advice to my friends, but those little tiny interactions with strangers where it's like 2 seconds ago, we had no connection to each other, and all of a sudden you're having a better day because of a slight little hello and a funny little joke and something so simple as that.
Which I was telling you before, it's like, that's what drew me to you. It's just your ability to like be light and like spread your light and make people laugh. And I think doing that is something a lot of people don't go out of their ways to do.
Thank you. That's not to make this about this, but part of the reason that I was having this like dilemma with social media these days is because of that praise. I feel like my journey on social media, or like my why, like I grew a platform just from like posting funny videos with my boyfriend, and then I pursued it because I wanted to help other people feel better, however that meant, like sharing my life, my experiences, like my advice, my energy to make other people feel better. But then I started getting so much praise for it that it just feels like
it becomes about you and not about the other person you're trying to help.
Like it's just, I need to unwind this in my own head, but I feel like it's just brought too much attention to me, too much like, you're awesome, like you're incredible, like you're and I'm like,
and maybe and part of your inner growth is also being like, you're allowed to take up space and you're allowed to receive the praise too.
It just wasn't the point. I just didn't want to make things about me.
Next question is, do you have a quote or mantra that you love, that you come back to, or that you're just loving right now?
I have so many, you don't understand, but this is a good one. Prioritize your values and your morals over self-gratification when making decisions.
Yeah, I think it's so easy to just like make decisions because of the validation you're gonna get, or because
it's immediate effect.
Yeah, like that instant gratification. But you're gonna feel so much better if you're making decisions being in alignment with like who you want to be and what's important to you.
Exactly.
Which is basically your values and your morals, right? So that's really good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, and then last question. Okay, last question. If someone didn't hear anything from this episode, what would you want to leave them with?
I know this was like a little interview for me, like you're interviewing me, but I always try to remember what I learned. And if there's something that I want to take from this episode, it's what I learned. And it's to trust your intuition. I think that that is literally the recipe to peace, which we talked about a lot. Trusting yourself. Like, who else is going to tell you what's right or wrong? Like, I remember my biggest pet peeve growing up would be when I would ask somebody for advice and they'd be like, I can't tell you the answer to that.
You already
like,
know.
Like, that's up to you to decide. I'm like, shut up. Can you just like tell me, like give me your opinion? I'm asking you because I don't want to figure it out. And I feel like I've lived all of my life that way, like kind of not wanting to have that weight on my shoulders. Like, oh my God, I'm so scared of regretting things. Like I make a lot of decisions based out of like what has the least possible negative outcome, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I play it safe a lot and I'm not trusting my intuition in that process. And therefore like I'm not allowing myself to vibrate on a higher level.
Growth happens outside of your comfort zone a lot of the time, right? And also it's just like when you learn to listen, you will find more self-trust because you're able to know yourself and what you need.
Yeah. So the more you listen to your intuition, the more that you will feel confident in your decisions, and then the less anxiety you will feel. So yeah, I'm going to work on my intuition, and so should you.
I love that. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This was so fun.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you to everyone listening. Can you share where they can find you or follow you?
Sure.
Plug yourself.
I really like, I can't take anything seriously today.
We're just laughing. Yeah.
You can find me at Anna Wolferman on Instagram and TikTok. I also have a podcast called Hosting and Growing, where I host and we grow.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you again for coming on today's episode. And to everyone listening, don't forget to subscribe if you are not yet subscribed on YouTube. If you have any thoughts to share, definitely leave it in the comments. Even if you're listening on your phone on Spotify or Apple, that's the best place to leave your thoughts on the episode. I love you all so much. I'll see you next week. And don't forget to water yourself. And I'll see you guys soon.
'Cause it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.